Reuben Warmby, Reel 3. So just to remind you, Reuben, of where you would have gone to from there after St Ergenbosch. Because St Ergenbosch, you were there about October the 23rd, 24th, 25th, something like that. Then you moved down, as far as I can remember, to somewhere near the Mars area.
They were so shouted out because that was the village. They were shouted out because after all these blows, these roomy guys, and there were two blows, one of the passes, they were always at back of roomy.
Yes.
This, when they were shouting, they all were in that corner, and these two were just at back.
What were the women doing there?
Well, they'd all run out at shelling.
Oh, I see.
And to that, the girls were always at back at women.
That was the Mars, though, was it? This was also the place where earlier you said you were driving the Carden and Lloyds up and down. And that, you say, I think that was to make the Germans think that there was...
Because, you see, Scots couldn't cross. Now, as soon as I turned around and I was stripped down, Eric had stopped because he'd gone down. And I'd gone up and turned around. And I'd just got going down and the shelling started, you know. And they didn't have bombarded over there. So they must have thought a lot of track vehicles had gone up, armored cars, and they really shelled it. But when that was going on, Scott's team went across river.
I don't know whether you can remember much more that was happening down there, because I think you were down that part for a little while. But the weather would have been November weather, so it wouldn't in that part of the world. So I guess it... Well, no, it wouldn't have been snow at that time of the year. It would have been wet and damp and boggy and that sort of weather, I think, on that Mars.
And the Germans had made these trenches, they were good ones, and there was trees, made of trees, all covered up with that, and then all clay covered up and grass. So you just went down and you rode with this clay and grass. But after all the rain and whatnot, you were still there and you used to be dripping on you.
Yeah. And that was down there by the Mars at that time, was it?
Well, we used a lot of the trenches after they told us make sure they were all booby trapped. They even booby trapped a car when they had to bomb it, they blew it up.
Yeah.
The road got killed, and he said, don't touch anything. They even did a pear tree. When they got pulled the pear off, they had to let it on top.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the factory.
Well, you remember that happening?
Yes. I remember that little bunny truck and he got killed.
Got killed.
I told them, well, I see a little bunny truck.
Yeah.
We gave that to a car and a factory.
This was all around that time, you think, really?
Yeah.
That was early November, going, as I say, 2 or 3 weeks you were probably down that area. Do you remember driving quite long distances for maybe 2 or 3 days?
It was just a white dot and a light of the moon. So all you would do is be watching this boat that you'd be looking down. You see, and so it sank it right there. They were following Ashcroft, and I was in the salt pack of his carrying boat, and he was there bound.
Oh, right.
So I turned him.
Yeah, you didn't follow him.
He got straight.
Because
that light put you straight, you know, with. Back actually doing that, well, this little ball, we're doing that all.
What if you were first in the queue and didn't have anything to follow?
No. Fergie, I remember the sergeant got hurt in that belly button. He said, lad, we're going now to somewhere, and this field has been, it's mines, and engineers have cleared and load vehicles. So, he says, so nobody must go beyond them tapes. thought, I'm telling Ina first, I'm telling you, when we got to this gate, Sergeant Foley and Booker
waved him on.
Yeah.
Yes. So did you then go first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I was following him. Well, when he got to gate, he got a Fergie to him, so Fergie came there and he just
waved you on. Yeah.
He didn't touch him then.
Yes. It seems like it. Yeah, so on one of these long drives, because I'm just thinking that next, those stories you've just told may not relate to what I'm thinking of you went next. They could have happened some other time. But next, in after the Mars, you had quite a long drive because you then drove up towards the north somewhere in preparation for an operation which was called Veritable. Which was attacking the Reichwald Forest. But that got cancelled because something happened in December. The Germans attacked the Americans in the Ardennes. So you had to go back to the Ardennes, or rather into the Ardennes.
And we just got our kit off, and he said, right, get your kit back on, get outside. He said, you don't think it's American, we have to go back.
Right. So do you remember going back?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So describe what happened when you were going back. So
remember,
describe going back there and getting back to the Ardennes and what you saw.
They put guns in the ground. Same way, you know, the guns are always on the
In line, you say?
Yeah. No, you know, some of them were they covered the area.
Yes.
There were six guns.
Yeah. So you're in the Ardennes. It took you about two or three days to get down there,
yes,
I think. You remember it?
Yes.
Would you like to describe it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to describe it?
Well, I think it was
following the white dots. Did you ever go off the road down there?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you? But lots of people did, presumably, because... Right. So when you got down to the Ardennes then, can you remember what it was like down there?
Well, I went to Shelly Bay down there then. But when I went to the start of firing back, it quieted out of it. Because they hadn't got any six pounders there, and they were only allowed with the team.
Yeah.
And they broke me that way. Then they started getting out of Shelly and it was more noise.
Did you see much in the way of signs of battle down there?
I mean, there were lots of Yanks killed there, a lot of Yanks.
So were their bodies around, or were there...
Yes, right, just laying there.
Yeah.
You get used to it, at first you see it and you know, it's sick, and then you don't bother, you just use it for that moment. He said, if you go into HQ, go down to the road, he said, in the boat with Long John down, a German with Long John, he said, Randy must have gone up the tree.
Yeah.
He said, so you turn back there.
Yeah.
And he's used by me for that moment.
Yeah. Can you remember driving around much in the Ardennes in that snow? Because it was snowy there.
Yes.
And icy. Yeah. Can you remember driving around much there?
I drove back then, they were like a sledge. What you had to do with them, that's why I used like fillers. You could do it a little bit. With a cat, do this.
With a wheel, yeah.
Yeah. With them, you could shoot it. See? But if they got on a hill,
you
just drive somewhere.
Yes.
Like a sledge.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have to keep a little over here and just keep moving.
Were you aware of the fighting that the battalion were doing down there?
Well, I remember all of them being put in position and fired over to the roads where Shelly were coming from.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the fighting that the infantry, that the rifle
well,
companies were doing.
To what they could reach, but
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're down there for a few days in the Ardennes. You stayed. I'll remind you of some places that were down there. There were a couple of chateaus down there that you stayed in. And while you were down there, you had Christmas Day and you had New Year's Day. So I don't know whether you can remember spending Christmas or New Year's.
Yes, because this
will be much later on. But there were some chateaus down there in the Ardennes. I think that was probably said later on. I'll remind you later on when that was said. And the Ardennes. I thought. Right. Okay. We'll talk about it later on. That one. But you see, you went up to Hamburg at the end of the war. So when the war ended, we've had a Jerry Christmas, a Jappy New Year. That was what you said, wasn't it?
Yeah. Somebody said that. There were always somebody.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just trying to think when that could have been said. But you think it was said at this time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What word that they're going over to Japan? Japan.
Yeah.
Must have been Japan instead of Vietnam. Yeah. But I don't think they would have been moved from the Ardennes to Japan, would they?
No.
Okay. So that was the Ardennes in December. You then, I'll tell you where you moved to from the Ardennes then. You went over to a place called, you might remember, a place called Huy, H-U-Y, that was in Belgium. Well, in sort of in that direction,
yeah.
I guess. And then from there, you went to a place called Helmond. Ring bells? Oh, but I'll tell you what you were doing in Helmond, because that might jog your memory as well. In Helmond, you were training to go into the Reichswald Forest. Okay. Do you remember going into the forest at the Reichswald?
Yes, I am.
Who was shelling?
Eh?
Who was shelling?
Shelling?
Yeah, who was?
Germans were shelling. You could see gaps of trees being blown. I mean, so it could have been some of our shooting, but you saw a proper tree drop off.
Do you remember seeing any British gun lines down that way? In the Reichswald Forest?
German
guns. No, British guns. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about that wall? How did you get past that wall?
Siegfried Line. The wall, the Siegfried Line, you're talking about the dragon's teeth, aren't you?
Yeah.
They weren't in the forest.
Oh.
They were outside of the forest. Yeah. So you went through the forest.
Yes.
There were none of those dragon's teeth in the forest.
I saw that wall.
Yeah, well, the Reichswald Forest was part of the Siegfried Line.
Yeah.
But there were no dragon's teeth in there. They were outside of the forest. But when you were going through that forest, I mean, how did you get through the forest? You drove, did you drive something through? Yeah, and you kept them going.
Yeah. And I don't have any trouble with that. Being a wife on Saturday, you can go to the work of winter. From Saturday off, to come home.
Yeah.
And apart from the landfill, then we are organizing. And then they went to medical and collected them there.
Yeah, that was the end. That was the end of the war. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the moment, you're in the forest. And anything? Is there anything else about that forest you can remember?
Well, I know you had to shine in a bunny there.
Yeah.
And I mean, they weren't doing the trenches there. They couldn't get in.
Yeah.
But they had to make sure they were going home.
Did you see much in the way of Germans there? Did you see the Germans, much in the way of Germans there?
No,
surprised. Yeah. So you go through the Reichswald Forest, get to the edge of the forest, which is yeah, but you went in there February 8th, and you finished in the forest about February the 13th.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day was February the 14th, Reuben. So did you send your wife a Valentine's Day card? Too busy. Yeah. So that was middle of February, and then the end of February, you were going through some towns called. Gok was one of them. Gok. Gok. No, doesn't ring a bell. It was a big town on the edge of. It was a fortified town, close to the Reichswald Forest, which had been badly bombed, and you went through it. But you didn't fight through any fighting there.
We had a room there for AHQ in that place.
It was very badly bombed.
Yes. And AHQ sat up in a we stopped there a bit, a few days, I think.
No, I think you just drove through it, just to be honest. Yeah.
Well, AHQ got, unless they were just starting something out.
Yeah, maybe. And what you were doing then was going down towards a place called Wies.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
you remember Wies?
Yes.
Any particular thoughts there? Wies was a small place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was from Wies you went to a place called Geldern and Pottershof.
You see, all of them, they said, right, get them down and line up.
Didn't know where you were.
And what you were doing.
Or the times, really, did you? No.
Nobody ever said we're doing such a thing as we're not. You just go back on them and follow you.
Yeah. What about something else, though, that happened?
We were thinking to them and seeing where it was.
Yeah.
Because we were concentrating on driving, weren't we?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we're going to the world to get bombed and all that.
Were you still in support company at this stage?
All the time.
You never went into HQ?
No.
Okay. After that, up to Pottershof. Now this, I'll tell you when this is. This is toward the middle or end of February.
Yeah.
Toward that time, you went. No, it's later than that. It's probably early March, March 2nd or 3rd. Then you went to Brussels.
Yeah.
And you went to Brussels for rest, really. Yeah. Can you remember being in the Brussels area at all?
Yes, going back to Brussels area.
You would have been there for maybe a couple of weeks.
Yes, and we were in Antwerp a few weeks.
Yeah, but what about Brussels?
Yeah.
Can you remember? But you weren't, were you, Reuben?
Yeah.
But everybody else was. What else? What did you do in Brussels? How did you spend your time there?
We just stayed away. And we also had to do maintenance.
Yeah.
We always had to do maintenance. And then we had back for an hour or two, and then we had a lot of magic time. goes up exactly to the line and carries up to be, you know, checked, not out, and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was how the angel when we stopped first year on the maintenance.
Yeah, but how did you pass your time once you'd done that maintenance?
Well, it was something new, looking at the shops and all that.
Yeah.
I bought a watch for Alice in the
shop. Right, right. Has she still got it, or?
She's still got it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Who did you stay with in Brussels? Can you remember? Or where did you stay?
Well, most of them slept in carriers.
Yeah. Did you sleep in yours?
I put down a foot in mine, in a bonnet.
Yeah.
Usually there is gaps from there, but more comfortable.
Yeah.
The room's close in there, and there's a lot of limestone. And there are all lovely ones with dust, lime dust. And they're all like that, all bunged up with lime dust.
Yeah.
I always remember, I only brought a big sheet and two lilies. And we tied this sheet to two lilies, and then everybody had their in and had a bath.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
Me and Mary went to a lovely house, and there were everything in the cabinet we needed.
This was in Brussels?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Were there any shows put on, like falsies shows, variety shows at that time?
No, we never went to any show.
Never saw any of those?
No, we never went that long, no.
So Brussels, 2 or 3 weeks, then you went over down to the Rhine again, to cross over the Rhine.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Is that where that boat went from the other cross and the boat went
down? No, that's later on.
Okay. I remember then.
Mm.
We crossed Rhine.
Yeah.
That one map, that was pushed off the road map, where we crossed.
Was it?
Yeah.
Before this?
Yes. Soon after we started travelling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I was walking back and I wanted to.
Yeah.
But you see, all people were back. You didn't have to go down to Lyle Bridge, you know.
The tank crew were alive, were they?
Yes. Mm. I mean, you just shoot them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a struggle, you can't get it back, you know, it was shrunk to the bone.
Mm.
So somebody said, shut it off. So it just shrunk up and dropped down. Well, with it dropping down, heavy, I mean, water come up, well, they couldn't get out.
No.
But we couldn't get out, we had to get across.
Keep going, yeah. So the Rhine, you can't really remember going across the Rhine.
No.
But you can remember another river you said, where the boys got drowned.
No.
You said you couldn't remember another river where somebody got drowned. Did you?
Well, that one you were crossing, where the boat went.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Didn't you stick some crosses on the boat?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you remember that, though?
I just remember the sailors, one of them boats had tipped on.
Yeah.
And they were fast-growing rivers, so there's nothing they could do.
Yeah.
I don't know if there were one or two that tipped on.
Yeah, but yes, I think it was a few people.
They just tipped them off.
No, that's okay. So, no. But that incident then,
yeah.
That was, I tell you, I know the date of that. That was April the 12th.
Oh.
When that happened on the Aller. And the river was the Aller that they were crossing then. But we were going back from the Rhine. You crossed the Rhine on about March the 25th. Something like that. Well, you only crossed it once, this going this towards Hamburg. You crossed the Rhine, going towards Hamburg. And then you went up to a place called Bocholt. 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 Which is where... does the name Setri ring any bells to you? Major Setri. Yeah. No, it's okay. It's only because it's trying to remember, that's all. But you see, Setri, Major Setri, was injured in this place called Bocholt. That's where his war finished. He was hit by a shell. Yeah. He was hit by a shell or some shell blast or something. Yeah. You don't remember anybody saying anything about that at that time when Cedric got injured? Yeah, you wouldn't be aware. From there, Reuben, I'll tell you where he went from there, because that was Bocholt. But from Bocholt, I think you went to a town called Osnabrück.
Oh, Osnabrück, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
The name rings a bell.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a canal there, I think. No. But there was a canal there that you went over, but you probably went over again on a bridge or something, I presume. Over that canal, if you were driving your car in the Lois. Yeah. So that was around, I don't know, probably early April, something like that. And on April the 12th, you crossed the River Aller, which is where the boats went over, and those boys were drowned. And then you were moving towards Hamburg. Ring any bells with you? But do you remember going into Hamburg, Reuben?
No.
You don't?
You see, all they said were right, and they didn't say anything about
Hamburg, Reuben. Can you remember much about Hamburg?
Well, this big girl was rescued by the spirit of being in the right house.
Mm. Yeah. Shaking. Could you pinch it yourself? Well, it sounds like you're drinking some of it as well, if you're on guard there.
Yeah.
When you were in Hamburg around that time, that's when the war ended. Do you remember anybody saying,
yes.
You must remember that?
Yeah.
How did you feel then? No. Yeah. Yeah. But were you relieved at all that the war had finished? No. Yeah. but you posted your card off to your wife.
Yeah. 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 Ye when he came on, we went and burned them all.
Yeah. So that just shows you shouldn't have bothered, should you, really? So that was the end of the war in Hamburg. You can't remember much about Hamburg.
I do remember somebody saying war's over, but nobody seemed bothered because you didn't know much about it, did you?
No.
They were saying the war, we were well about it, and we knew we didn't know much even anything like that until we started, you know, putting it up and everything.
So, can you remember where you moved to from Hamburg? Was it where the riding school was or something? Oh, well, I don't know, but a lot of miles. So what can you remember next after the war ending, Reuben?
Well, we started having a leave then, and we got leave to go on leave then.
Yeah.
And that, he started demobbing us in rotation.
Yeah.
And there was an officer, there was a sergeant, he was in a sergeant, he was in Brighton, and he was with a girl, a German girl, and he passed police station, and curfew went on.
Yeah.
And then he was a sergeant, too.